Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's my delight to have you on board with us today. Looking forward to a journey through another issue that I believe should be of interest and challenge to all of us as we understand some of the things we're faced with as a nation. Before we get into my monologue, dialogue, and discussion, let me remind you that on tomorrow's broadcast, Lord willing, we'll be looking at a subject: what if Jesus had not risen? What if Jesus had not risen? That would mean he's still in the tomb. If he's still in the tomb, what would that bode for us in the world today? What if Jesus had not risen? Tell your friends and family and relatives and neighbors to tune in tomorrow as we look at that intriguing, challenging issue and study the Word of God as the answer to that question: what if Jesus had not risen? Let me remind you also, ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917, any point in time during the course of this broadcast, on our daily broadcast. You make up our audience, and as such, we invite you to call. Have your input, your discussion, your dialogue, and your insights on the subjects or the issues that we're dealing with. As we face the issues each day, ladies and gentlemen, we do so not based on my philosophy or feeling, not based on ideological, theological doctrine from some denomination, but literally, what does the Word of God say? You see, when we look at Scripture, it is the truth. The Word of God is the truth. It is a source book of truth. It doesn't just contain a tidbit of truth. It is totality truth. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And so I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, when we're searching for answers to life, when we're looking for direction in scenarios and situations, look to the Word of God. God's Word should be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway. It should be that which we seek first, not last. I'm always amazed, ladies and gentlemen, that when there's serious dilemma, problems, issues facing individuals, many times they'll go to psychiatrists and psychologists and counselors and seek answers when the counselor of all counselors, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is available through the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that very Word says that in the last days, in 2 Timothy 3:3, that in the last days perilous times shall come. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating days. And that's where we are today in society. And sometimes as we cover issues that talk about that, I believe that many want to close the ears and simply not believe that we're in a major declension in the world, and in particular in America. And as such, we need to turn to the Word of God. We need to see what the Scripture says. We need to face the issues with clarity, with conviction, and with commitment based on the authority of the Scripture, nothing more, nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today, submit to Allah. Submit to Allah. You say, wow, is that a directive or a question? No, it's a question, but we're going to see why it's so important today. Ladies and gentlemen, as I think about the tragedy that just recently took place in France, all I can say, first of all, is thank God that there was no one killed in the massive cathedral fire of Notre Dame. That destroyed a building that had been there for 850 plus years. And it was a church building. Do you find it odd, ladies and gentlemen, that as a church building, a major edifice, one that I believe, according to one of the historians, says it took approximately 550 years to complete from start to finish. Material is in it that you can't find today. Artisans, craftsmanship, and workmanship that's unheard of in society today, any place on the face of the globe. And while the fire was blazing, ladies and gentlemen, according to the news articles, the Muslims community in France, and I don't know about other parts of the world, but the Muslim community celebrated the catastrophe of the fire. It was an amazing thing. In fact, here's an article. Muslims celebrate as blaze destroys Notre Dame. The article further says, social media users with Muslim names are celebrating the catastrophe and the catastrophic result of the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Monday. Twitter posted examples of Muslims cheering the cathedral's demise. Jihad Watch director Robert Spencer pointed out many Muslims, quote, believe that the ruins and destruction of a non-Muslim structure testifies to the truth of Islam and Allah, end quote. The Quran, wrote Robert Spencer, suggests that the destroyed remains of an ancient non-Muslim civilization are signs of Allah's punishment of those who rejected the truth of Islam. He cited Quran, Surah 3:137. Many were the ways of life that have passed away before you. Travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who rejected truth, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what Islam is doing and what Islam thinks, where Islam is going, and what motivates them, all you need to do is look to the Quran. In 2006, it was after the 9/11 catastrophe in New York, and in 2006, the FBI completed its report of 9/11. And in the, and I recite this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, my book that was published several years ago, 25 chapters, entitled Is Islam Tolerant? And I use a clip of the FBI report in the summer report of what caused 9/11. And the FBI report says that 9/11's fundamental foundational root cause was the Quran. You don't hear that, ladies and gentlemen, today. It's been swept under the rug. You don't hear anyone talking about the dangers of reading and believing the Quran. There are about 3,000 plus surahs in the Quran that speak to the destruction of the Western Hemisphere in anything and anybody that's not Islamic in truth or in fact. Ladies and gentlemen, this article is very, very clear that the Muslims were rejoicing over the catastrophe of the fire at Notre Dame and that cathedral. But what has not been reported in any of the late news, any of the fake news, any of the news media, is that 12 French churches, listen to this very carefully, 12 French churches were attacked before Notre Dame fire in the past few months, ladies and gentlemen. Yet when Shep Smith on Fox News had a man from France to be interviewed to discuss the other church fires, when the man mentioned the other church fires in France, Shep Smith said, "Not on my watch," and cut him off. You think that's impossible? Let me read you a couple of articles. One about the 12 church fires, and then what Shep Smith said in relationship to the man trying to make a statement and was refused to be heard. 12 French churches attacked before Notre Dame fire in the Inferno. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, engulfed in fire April the 15th, 2019. Only hours after the first flames that eventually would consume the Notre Dame roof and spire flickered, the question about the cause began to be asked. Quote, French police are understood to have launched a criminal inquiry after a stray flame caused to engulf the landmark last night, which heroic firefighters battled 8 hours to bring the blaze under control. Talk radio host Dennis Prager wrote in a column, "I don't know if a worker's accident or accidentally caused, or if it was a radical Muslim fire to Notre Dame Cathedral, as they have scores of other churches around Europe. In terms of what the fire represented, it doesn't much matter. What matters is the omen, O-M-E-N. Europe is burning just as Notre Dame was burning," Prager said the symbolism of the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral, the most renowned building in the Western civilization, the iconic symbol of Western Christendom, is hard to miss. He says, and I quote, "It is as if God wanted to warn us in the most unspeakable, unthinkable way that Western Christianity is burning, and with it, Western civilization." Time article columnist Christopher Hale said, and I quote, a Jesuit friend in Paris who works at Notre Dame told me the cathedral staff said the fire was intentionally set, and he then went on to say that he felt it was the Islamics. And a few moments later, he then deleted his tweet. Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R, noted France has been hit with a string of fires at Catholic churches, some of which occurred alongside desecration and sacred objects and acts of vandalism. She said that while Notre Dame is undoubtedly the most well-known landmark to be affected, Paris, second largest church, St. Sepulchre, briefly burst into flames on March 17th. The fire damaged doors, stained glass windows, and the building's exterior. Police said the incident was not an accident. Further in this article, it says, in the peripheral of Paris, in the department said several churches have suffered damages of varying importance. It goes further than to say, the report said, although commentators have been reluctant to attach a particular religion, a religious or cultural origin to the fire and the damages, they all share the evident anti-Christian character, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not circumstantial. It's not happenstance that this took place. And during the midst of the possibility of it being broadcast on Fox News, Shep Smith pulled the plug. This article says, it's a highlighted major article, Fox News stars pull plug on history of church attacks. And I'm reading from the article, dated the 16th of April. Two Fox News personalities, as Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was engulfed in an inferno, whose name hasn't yet been determined, shut down comments about the recent surge of attacks on Christian churches across France. Shepard Smith, on Monday, was interviewing French official Philippe Quesnay, who said the cathedral had been there for 850 years. Even the Nazis, he said, didn't dare destroy it. You need to know, for the last year, we've had churches desecrated, Quesnay said. Of course, you'll hear the story of the politically correct, which will tell you it probably was simply accidents. At which point, Shep Smith cut him off and said, not on my watch, you don't. End quote. Article further says, however, police reported that in just 1 week in March, 12 Catholic churches in France were vandalized and burglarized and destroyed, some destroyed by fire. End quote. Shepard Smith cuts off French elected officials after he brings up the fact that churches in France have been desecrated in the past year. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have fake news, even in Fox News today, that's trying to prevent we the people from having a full understanding of what is taking place with the uprising and the standing up in the Western Hemisphere of the Islamic jihadists. Here's an article written by a person that I'm not familiar with. Reverend Austin Miles is the name, 17th of April, 2019. The question of the title of the article, did Muslims start the Notre Dame fire? Why has no other writer asked this question? Simply because most are afraid to do so. When someone tried to bring up this subject with Shepard Smith, the gay news anchor got in the way and would not allow the question to be pursued. That surprised me, he said. He, of all people, should have welcomed the discussion, since Muslims not only hate gays, but believe that they are all condemned to be thrown off the rooftop of buildings, feeling that they should all die. That is part of their culture. This article continues, this writer will pursue the Notre Dame fire. First of all, how many know that weeks preceding the Notre Dame fire, 12 French churches had been torched? That news was smothered. This was all possibly planned, building up to the grand finale, to show Islamic superiority by staging an event as earth-shattering as 9/11, which brought them to notoriety that was coveted as well as caused the widespread fear. They want to cause widespread fear, ladies and gentlemen. This article further says, Muslims hate Christians and Christian churches. In France, there's a huge population of Muslims who have virtually taken over the country, establishing large no-go zones that are strictly for Muslims, who are demanding that Sharia law, ladies and gentlemen, Sharia law simply means Islamic Quran law. Sharia law replaced current laws. The way to accomplish that is to show who's boss and causing to bow to Allah. The article further says, we would not be surprised to learn that one or more of the workers of the renovations were Muslims, and they are the ones who set Notre Dame Cathedral fire to push their perverted ideology, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to be frightening to everyone listening to the sound of my voice to realize that we're living in a society where, and you'll find, I'm not just babbling numbers, but out of historical research, when any city, any state, any nation reaches 2 to 5% of Islamics, they stand up and demand what is called halal food. They stand up and demand prayer rugs and foot basins to wash their feet in for their Friday prayers. They demand that the government allow them to be involved. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, many are not aware of the fact that in November 2018, over 100 Islamics were running for public office, city, state, and national level. You're seeing now the public results of the House members, three of which are Muslims in Washington. You find now what is taking place as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, when Shep Smith said, not on my watch, he was simply saying, we're not going to talk about the truth, simply because it would point to a greater sinister plot by the Islamic jihadists in their ongoing effort to force submission to Allah in America. France is now controlled by Islam, ladies and gentlemen. Islamics are now on the move to force churches to close and to shutter their doors in submission to Islam and Allah. And I'm in what I believe was the simple attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to divert attention from the focus of the Islamic connection. They're curious fires, by the way, and I think it was something that was done. Let me just share with you this. At the same time, the Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire, is burning and raging. Do you know what happened? It's not been in the news, not even covered on Fox News. A fire broke out in the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Listen to this article. Fire erupts at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on the Temple Mount in Old Jerusalem. One of the structures in the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem has caught fire on Monday night, at the same time a massive fire was raging in Paris with the Notre Dame Cathedral. The fire was put out quickly and no injuries reported. The fire broke out in the guards room outside of the roof of the prayer room. News agency there noting the fire brigade of Islam handled the matter successfully, end quote. Footage posted on social media showed smoke rising from the top of the prayer room, also known as Solomon's Stables, as fighters tried to extinguish the flame on top of the Mount Temple Mount, the third holiest site in Islam that has been at the center of ongoing Arab-Israeli conflict. Further, the article says, responding to the incident, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned anyone against targeting the holy site, stressing the need to preserve the compound's great religious and humanitarian values. Ladies and gentlemen, it was an absolute attempt to deflect and to cause others to think somehow, some way, that it's the Muslims that's being attacked. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Back a few years ago, while Dr. Parviz Ahmed was the head of CARE, domiciled out of Tampa, Florida, the CARE for the the CARE organization, Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, headed by Dr. Parviz Ahmed. During the time he was there, he's now here in Jacksonville, as you may know, on the Human Rights Commission. Of all people, Islam have recognized no human rights whatsoever, but he serves in that position. But while he was the head of CARE in South Florida, covering the state of Florida, on their website, which has now been washed, he says, quote, and I'm quoting now, if you are walking down the side, speaking to Muslims, if you're walking down the sidewalk and someone spits on the sidewalk, quickly call a police officer and swear that they were spitting at you, end quote. The idea being to draw attention as being Muslims, being the underdog, being put upon. And that's exactly what we see. It was an absolute attempt to deflect attention from the event that was as great as 9/11 taking place in France with the burning of the Cathedral of Notre Dame. And yet a fire breaks out in the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that that's real, I'll sell you the Buckman Bridge, dismantle it, reestablish it in your backyard for a quarter. There's a problem, and yet we're not finding this being reported properly, if at all, by the news media. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a sharp rise in anti-Christian, anti-Jewish discrimination in America today. All you need to do is follow the trail of Christians being persecuted and prosecuted simply for exercising their faith and practicing what the Bible directs for their lives. What causes this discrimination, this persecution of Christians and Jews? Very simply put, as the rise of Islam and the embrace of Islam increases, you'll witness the increased open persecution of Christians and Jews. What causes it? It's called the Quran. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, and it's a poll that's taken, the George Barner Research, Barner's poll, discrimination against Christians and Jews surges in America. Discrimination, the article then further says, that was the headlines. The article says discrimination against Christians and Jews has surged in the United States in the past few years, even as reported against others, including gays and Muslims, are down. Hear that? The persecution and discrimination against Christians and Jews on the exponential increase, while the so-called discrimination against Muslims and gays are down, according to the Barner Report. The report said 50% of Americans believe evangelical Christians face some discrimination, up from 42% just a year ago. The percentage who believe Christians face a lot of discrimination has gone up by 15 to 18%. The article further says Democrats tended to say groups such as Muslims and blacks faced more discrimination. Republicans, however, about twice as likely as Democrats say evangelical Christians are under attack by 70%, according to the poll. That tells you, ladies and gentlemen, the reality of what's happening in our nation today. That tells us what's taking place. And many do not want to admit it, but you're finding in the major cities and the major municipalities where you find a heavy concentration of Islamics, you'll find honor killing taking place. Here's an article that says, horrific honor killing in Phoenix. A Muslim man in Arizona was arrested for four honor killings, his wife, two daughters, and a man of whom he believed his wife was having an affair. According to the Phoenix police, Tommy Thompson said that the reason he shot these individuals is because in all his eyes, it was all right for him to deal with someone in this manner who had been involved in adultery or an extramarital affair. Smith also told police he killed his seven-year-old daughter because she was weeping for the wicked person. It goes on to talk about what takes place in honor killings. Honor killings, ladies and gentlemen, is authorized in the Quran. It is authorized in the demonic book that they call their holy book, which is the Quran. The Quran, keep in mind, I said it, according to the FBI report in 2006, that finalized the report of 9/11, said the Quran was the motivating cause of the 9/11 catastrophic event in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we are watching the increase of what is taking place under the auspices of the Islamics coming into our nation. And they're being embraced by former President Obama. He praised Omar and Tlaib for their stand and honoring them as Islamic jihadists, if you will. And the Quran says in Surah 2, 191, and kill all non-believers wherever you find them, kill them, such as the recompense of the disbelievers. And then in Surah 2, 193, fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. In Surah 2, 216, holy fighting, that is jihad, is the cause ordained for non-Muslims to kill non-Muslims. Surah 4:56, those who disbelieve will be burned in fire. Surah 4:101, the non-Muslims are even unto you an open enemy. Surah 4:102, Allah has prepared a humiliating torment for all disbelievers, non-Muslims. Surah 8:39. Fight them, non-believers, wherever you find them, until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 8:55. The worst moving living creatures before Allah are those who are non-Muslims. Now, don't you try to tell me, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow, some way, they are doing this because it's happenstance, it's just a coincidence in some fashion. It's because it's orchestrated and directed right out of the Quran. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the Quran, the demonic book called the Quran. By the way, I had an email love letter from a listener not too long ago when I covered something similar to this, and he said that I was hateful, that I was an unchristian for saying anything about Islam, that they were wonderful people, peaceful people, and it's not a demonic book, it's their holy book, and that I ought not to be saying such things. Ladies and gentlemen, take that as a badge of honor, because it's simply recognizing the truth of the fact that we have so many that claim to be saved today, and perhaps you're one of them, I don't know, but you're ignorant as far as what the scripture says. You do not know what the Quran says. You do not recognize what's taking place in America, and yet the demographers tell us that by 2050, America will be controlled by Islam. And it's simply because, ladies and gentlemen, in Washington, we have an embrace of Islam as never before in the history of our nation. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, while this is taking place with the Notre Dame Cathedral in France, listen to what took place in South Carolina. South Carolina, this article says, vandals broke window spray painted, submit to Allah through Islam or burn. This is in South Carolina Church, April 15th, 2019 at 9:45 a.m. Someone broke into 125-year-old broke the 125-year-old windows and spray-painted "Submit to God through Islam," and he's meaning Allah, on the side of the church in upstate South Carolina. The Anderson County Sheriff's Department said the sheriff's office posted a photo of the vandalism on Facebook Sunday afternoon, which includes the words "Muhammad is his prophet" in black spray paint on the side of the church building. The post said the sheriff's office is offering a reward information for information about who damaged the Midway Presbyterian Church outside Anderson, South Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little small, older church building. You can tell it's built probably back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Beautifully well-kept manicured lawn. I'm looking at the picture. Spray painted on the side of the white paint on the side of the building. "Submit to Allah through Islam. Muhammad is his prophet." And ladies and gentlemen, you've not heard a squeak of that on the news. It's sequestered from the by the media as the right arm of the fake news, and is part and parcel of the attempt to allow Islam to come in and overthrow America. And we're allowing that, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fact that we're finding a demand to submit to Allah. Allah is not the creator, controller, God of the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, representatives of Omar and Tlaib, in their very visible vocal disdain for America and for Christians and for Jews, they're simply being the mouthpiece for the Islamic terrorists to stand up and to fight for Allah, just as the church in South Carolina being desecrated with spray paint on the side of it saying, "Submit to Allah," demanding submission to Allah, ladies and gentlemen, is what they're doing. And yet in West Virginia, here's an article that says West Virginia Muslims want folks to know who they really are. And the reason they're coming out in West Virginia, because in Northern Virginia and in much of West Virginia, it's being literally invaded by Islamics today. And there's a high profile number of Islamics and Muslim mosques being built in Northern Virginia and in West Virginia as never before. In fact, this Islamic imam that says that he wants the world to really know who Islam is, he says, quote, "A poster and other materials put on the side of the state capitol earlier this month equated Islam with terrorism. But this imam says verses in the Quran specifically prohibit the attack on civilians." That is simply not so. He lied publicly. It is not so. The Quran admonishes Muslims to make no friends with Jews or with Christians, and to, in fact, to slay them. Here's an article that says West Virginia is building a Sharia zone housing project in for the Syrian refugees. In West Virginia, they've displaced hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of American citizens to be able to rebuild those buildings specifically for the Islamic Syrian refugees coming into West Virginia. A new housing project is being built in West Virginia that will house 321 Syrian Islamic refugees at taxpayers' expense, displacing hundreds of Americans that were living there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a dilemma. How should we then live, knowing that in the last days perilous times shall come? How should we then live, knowing that this is taking place? We should demand that Washington listen, and that Omar and Tlaib and the others that are Islamic jihadists, they need to be removed from office and or removed from their specific committees they're serving on before they further erode and destroy the freedoms and the constitutional liberties that we have in America. Ladies and gentlemen, look up. Lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air, even tomorrow, as once again we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.